Radio 1400 KTEM. Jamie Garrett here with our weekly call to soldiers with boots on the ground in Iraq. And this week, our hero hotline turns its attention to First Lieutenant Susan Sponable. First Lieutenant Sponable, thank you so much for taking some time to join me today.
Great. Glad to be here.
Now, you are with the 36th Engineer Brigade that you deployed in March of this year, hoping to come back in February of next year, and you have a large role with the 36th Engineer Brigade, because I didn't know that budgetary decisions were kind of left up in the air, but explain a little bit about the budgeting you helped do for the 36th Engineer Brigade.
All right. I am the 36th Engineer Brigade budget analyst, and in terms of the real-world perspective, I take all of the funds and I use them for projects that might not otherwise be able to be funded through the the normal Army supply channels. Like one of our projects that we have over here is the Brigade S8 funds all of Iraq's Caterpillar parts services and parts contract, as well as during this drawdown and consolidation, all of the parts and the non-stock BOM and everything is coming to one location here, and we have been managing that yard, and we help with the procurement of funds and the contracts for that particular contract. And a few other ones. Anything that is non-standard, non-supply related, and the normal Army supply system I usually deal with.
So when you have a budgetary need that's not normally accounted for, say you've got a Caterpillar that's got a bum leg and you need a new tire or you need something for it that needs to get it up and going, do the Yahoos in Washington have to sign off on this, or is this something that's kind of already built in a little, we'll call it a slush fund on the side, a little side fund so that you don't have to go to people
who... We call it a slush fund.
Oh, okay, well, good. I'm glad
slush
I was on point with that.
In trouble.
When you have a budgetary request, is there already kind of a fund set aside, or is it something that somebody like a Nancy Pelosi or, you know, Senator Reid has to say, well, let me see how many votes I can squeeze out of this?
Ah, okay. So normally the Army is given operational maintenance Army money every year, and that OMA money, as they call it, is divided to the Army to be expensed for functions like Caterpillar parts and services, things that the Army budget doesn't cover but are required for functionary areas. Like Caterpillar provides a lot of our crane operations and a lot of our forklift operations, a lot of big, heavy equipment operations, which are required for the engineer brigades to assist with the projects. So the OMA funds go directly to the big Army budget, and then the 36th Engineer Brigade has to write packets with courses of action and do analysis on how the money would be spent. So it's very fiscally responsible. There's no slush fund.
Yeah, it's all perfectly accounted for, I'm sure. And, you know, I think back to when I was a kid and growing up in an Air Force home and had that dream of growing up to be a soldier. I remember I was always the first to raise my hand and say, I get to be the budget procurement officer. So you all can go out and play with the guns. I'm going to stay here with my BIC pin. And so I would imagine that this is something that, you know, when the news comes to town and you know, does stories and stuff, this is something that doesn't get covered a whole lot, so I appreciate you kind of letting us know all that has to go into it just to get a part for a Caterpillar. Certainly stuff that day-to-day is very necessary for the kind of operations you're doing. But in addition to all of the wrangling and squeezing of the every last dollar you can get, you also find some time to do some writing and reading there. What are some of your outside interests that keep your mind occupied when you're not in the office?
Well, I do like writing and reading. I like swimming, and I do like to work out quite a bit. Just go running or, you know, anything sports related is very fun.
Well, you are going to miss the run to remember coming up here November 6th that we'll be a part of. I will be doing the 5 or the 10K, whichever one is offered. So I will remember you as I'm running in that in November, as that's taking place at Fort Hood.
Actually, I was going to cut in there. The 36th Engineer Brigade actually does have something really exciting to do with that.
Really?
Here in Balad, Iraq. We are currently getting Brigade Run T-shirts. We're sponsoring a November 5th Run to Remember here in Balad, Iraq.
Wow.
With T-shirts to be able to remember the victims of the November 5th shooting, because several of them were with our brigade in the 20th Engineer Battalion. So the brigade is actually, that's one of the things that I do, is I've helped procure the T-shirts to be able to sponsor this run.
Well, that's very cool that you guys are going to be taking part in that. If you wind up with an extra T-shirt, I'm a size large, you can put it in one of those DHL shipping packages that you help to get the funds to ship, and I will be more than happy to wear that over here on November the 6th, the day of the run. The run, remember, that's just so very cool that you all are able to be a part of that. But my question is, how and where do you find time to swim in Iraq? Do they actually have a swimming pool there?
Yes, yeah. Balad, Iraq does have a swimming pool. I believe the building was already here when we came in, and they just refurbished it a long time ago, and they've kept it up to date. The MWR, that's actually a wonderful program. The MWR has assisted with, you know, taking up the reins on those buildings and making sure that soldiers have a nice rest and relaxation area that they can go to.
We are talking with First Lieutenant Susan Sponable with the 36th Engineer Brigade. And Lieutenant Sponable, you mentioned that the building is one that was existing. Now, this isn't one of those legendary Saddam Hussein 14-carat, 24-carat gold-plated pools that we see when we went up there. This is just okay. So just happened to be a hole in the ground that was filled with water, and people are swimming in it. So that's good that you're able to do that. What kind of writing and reading interests you more than any others?
I really, really enjoy writing about historical fiction, which is historical writing, but basically it's fictionalized because they had to make up some of the characters to make it a little more interesting, but actually has to do with real life. I do enjoy, you know, a good fantasy book, you know, J.R.R. Tolkien and Terry Brooks and whatnot. I like reading, you know, magazines and up to date periodicals. The New York Times, I do like that. I do like the Wall Street Journal, of course.
Of course, yeah. It certainly fits in with your job description there. And you mentioned that when you do your writing, it's basically historical moments in history, but it's I think Forrest Gump when I see that, because, you know, they splice in a fictional character into historic events and footage, so that's but probably not about a slow man from Alabama. Probably a little bit different take on that, but certainly appreciate you taking some time to talk with us today. It's been fun. We've been speaking with First Lieutenant Susan Sponable. She is with the 36th Engineer Brigade. They are out of Fort Hood, Texas, and of course taking place November 6th will be the Run to Remember. That is taking place on Fort Hood, and you can stop by the Fort Hood MWR website to sign up for that. I will be out there that day doing the run myself, and all the way around the world, the 36th Engineer Brigade honoring some of their own that were taken from us on November 5th of last year will be doing their own Run to Remember. I'm willing to bet that the weather here is going to be a little bit cooler than the weather over there, even though it's going to be November.
Yeah, it'll probably be about 89 to 95 degrees here.
Oh, that won't be too much of a difference from Central Texas here in November. You know, we don't cool down below 90 until mid-December. But First Lieutenant Sponable, thank you so much for taking time to join me today. I certainly appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun, and I certainly wish you the best over there, and hope the next several months of your deployment go by fast and that you get back to your family and friends here in Central Texas.
Definitely. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and I'll have to get your address so I can send you that shirt.
Oh, outstanding. Always love a good free T-shirt. I've given away thousands through my radio career, so it's always nice to get one in return. So, Lieutenant Sponable, thank you so much. And this has been the Hero Hotline on News Radio 1400 KTEM.